This is the story of how a group of people brought music back to Afghanistan by creating their own version of American Idol. The joy they brought to the nation.
You're free completely. No one is there to destroy you.
The danger they endured.
They said my head should be cut off.
I'm John Legend. Listen to Afghan Star on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Stephanie J. Block.
And I'm Mary Lee Fairbanks.
And we host Stages Podcast.
Binge close to 100 episodes.
Hear the inside stories from backstage and behind the scenes as we go beyond the resume and into the heart of creativity and what it really takes to be in the business of show business.
Don't miss our chats with the season's Tony nominees. If you love theater and entertainment, you are going to love Stages Podcast.
Subscribe to Stages Podcast wherever you listen to your podcasts and visit us at stagespodcast.net.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Hello. From Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, and this is Womanica. This month, we're talking about trendsetters, women whose vision, style, and willingness to break barriers changed culture, from what we wear to how we behave. Think of the biggest names from the gilded and glamorous age of old Hollywood: Grace Kelly, Ginger Rogers, Elizabeth Taylor, Marilyn Monroe. These stars of the silver screen captivated moviegoers of the mid-20th century, and they all had one thing in common that you might not realize. They all wore costumes created by a celebrated designer who worked on more than 1,000 films. She was nominated for 35 Academy Awards in her lifetime and won 8 Oscars, which she referred to as her children. Let's talk about Edith Head. In Edith's earlier years, her aspirations were a far cry from the bright lights of Hollywood Boulevard. She was born on October 28th, 1897, and mostly grew up in the little mining town of Searchlight, Nevada. Edith recalled, "I didn't have what you would call an artistic or cultural background. We lived in the desert and we had burros and jackrabbits and things like that." When Edith first started working, she pursued a career in education, not design. Initially, she served as a French instructor at a private school for women in California. But Edith soon tired of teaching language. What really intrigued her was art, so she started taking some classes. In 1923, she happened across a Help Wanted ad for Paramount Studios. They were looking for a sketch artist. Instead of bringing her own portfolio to the interview, she decided to borrow some fellow student sketches to pass off as her own. When the studio's chief designer found out about Edith's ruse, he laughed and let her stay. Edith later said, he thought anybody who had that much desire to get in the studio deserved the job. Edith's first movie with a solo design credit was a 1933 film called She Done Him Wrong. By 1938, she was the chief costume designer at Paramount and the first woman to head a major studio design department. Edith won her first Oscar in 1949 for her work on the period drama The Heiress. Her other film credits include some of the most beloved classics in cinema: Roman Holiday, starring Audrey Hepburn and Gregory Peck; All About Eve, starring Betty Davis; and Alfred Hitchcock's To Catch a Thief. Edith was responsible for plenty of iconic looks, like Audrey Hepburn's famous black dress from Breakfast at Tiffany's, which she worked on with designer Hubert de Givenchy. But Edith insisted that her job wasn't just to dress pretty people in pretty clothes. It was the intense work of transformation. She called it a cross between camouflage and magic. She explained, "I can do tacky clothes, sexy clothes, horrible clothes.
Fashion is not the primary thing, the primary effort in motion pictures is to tell the story."
Edith is also credited with starting a few Hollywood costuming trends, like the craze for sarongs during the 1930s and the toreador pants she designed for Audrey Hepburn in the 1950s. Edith also designed the women's U.S. Coast Guard uniforms during the 1970s, a feat she fondly remembered as a career highlight. Edith's prolific output made her a well-known figure in Hollywood. In the 1970s, groups touring Universal Studios hoped to spot the famous designer stepping out of her bungalow office on the lot. She was easy to recognize. Edith was barely more than 5 feet tall. Her hair was always cut into the same thick, black bangs. And while the costumes she designed were colorful and eye-catching, Edith dressed herself in muted colors, usually sporting two-piece suits in black, white, beige, or brown. Her trademark round glasses had blue-tinted lenses that helped her determine how costumes would look in black and white film. To conjure up an image of Edith, just think of the Pixar character Edna Mode, the snarky yet brilliant superhero suit designer from The Incredibles. It's long been rumored that Edith served as the animator's inspiration. Edith won her 8th and final Oscar for the 1973 heist film The Sting. In her acceptance speech, she quipped about getting to dress the two handsomest men in the world. Edith died on October 24, 1981, from a rare bone marrow disease. Today, Edith maintains the title for the woman with the most Oscar nominations and the most Oscar wins in history. All month, we're talking about trendsetters. For more information, find us on Facebook and Instagram at Womanica Podcast. Special thanks to Liz Kaplan, my favorite sister and co-creator. Talk to you tomorrow.
This is the story of how a group of people brought music back to Afghanistan by creating their own version of American Idol. The joy they brought to the nation.
You're free completely. No one is there to destroy you.
The danger they endured.
They said, "My head should be cut off."
I'm John Legend. Listen to Afghan Star on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, "Well, I had this career before, but it was a waste." And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Stephanie J. Block.
And I'm Mary Lee Fairbanks.
And we host Stage's podcast.
Binge close to 100 episodes.
Hear the inside stories from backstage and behind the scenes as we go beyond the resume and into the heart of creativity and what it really takes to be in the business of show business.
Don't miss our chats with this season's Tony nominees. If you love theater and entertainment, you are going to love Stage's podcast.
Subscribe to Stage's podcast wherever you listen to your podcasts and visit us at stagespodcast.net.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.